House will come to order. Today is January 29th, 2015. It's the 13th day of the session. Deadlines we should watch today. January 29, all drafting requests received by close of business will be ready for the cutoff deadline with some wiggle room there depending on the complexity of the request. Next Monday, February the 2nd, is the last day for House bills to be submitted to LSO for introduction. Good luck on that one. You better get them in by today if you hope to have them out. And also on Monday, advanced planning, we will convene at 9 a.m. on Monday, recess at noon, and reconvene at 3 o'clock. And that will give those of you who wish to do so an opportunity to attend Representative Byrd's mother's funeral. Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart. Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel. Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Greer,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman, Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Kasparik, Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Larson Lloyd,
here.
Larson Dan,
here.
Lindholm,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
Moniz,
Moniz, Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Piperinen,
here.
Pinnell,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
here.
Burkhart,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Moniz excused, Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan excused, 58 present, 2 excused.
Our prayer for the day is offered by Reverend Mark Marston, representing First United Methodist Church in Cheyenne.
Let us pray. Our Lord in heaven, as we come to you on this midwinter's day, with its beauty, sunshine, tranquility. Our Lord, we ask that you may be with these men and women as they have done so much work, as they have shown so much dedication, given so much time. Our Lord, may you bless them because they know there is so much more to do. Give them strength to continue. Fill them with your Holy Spirit to remain focused. Grant them peace that they may not fall to exhaustion. Our Lord, please be with them, that compassion may not give way to fatigue. For these things we pray through Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball!
Journal report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 28, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representatives Steinmetz and Schwartz.
Representative Pelkey.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
Thank you. I just wanted to express my gratitude to this body for the Page for a Day program that we offer to young people, and I'd like today's Page to stand up if she might. This is recently turned 15-year-old Annika Pelkey, a ninth grader, straight A student over at the University of Wyoming Lab School, and I'm hoping to disabuse her of her recently found interest in politics. But anyway, I'd like to
welcome, Annika. I hope you have a good day. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
Up in our South Gallery here, we have the Assistant Executive Director for the Yes House, Clark Fairbanks. He's also the President of the Wyoming Youth Service Association for this year. So if we could welcome him to the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
I'd like to introduce to you today to our Goshen County Clerk, Cindy Kenyon. She's in the gallery up above. And, yes, and she's our Goshen County Clerk. And then also to Carolyn Hageman and Jamie Hageman Phipps. They're the granddaughters of our good Representative Jim Hageman, who used to serve here with a bunch of you. So welcome them to the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Campbell. Get your mic. Yes, please proceed, Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Up here in this gallery, we have Julie Freese has come back to visit with us again today. We introduced her the other day, but she brought her deputy, Marjorie Irvin. And please welcome her.
Welcome to the House, and I might say Julie Freese has been a resource for this body for a long time, and we really appreciate the work that you've done. Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I realize there's a lot of people in here, especially the freshmen, that wonder if there's ever could ever be somebody that would actually live with an eccentric like me. And But I'm here to prove that your suspicions aren't warranted because my wife is up there, Cheryl Madden, my good buddy.
Welcome to the House. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
That's a hard act to follow, but I feel that I still need to recognize in the North Gallery the woman who runs Teton County, our county clerk, Sherry Daigle.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not every day that we have a special occasion, and I'd like to recognize Representative Miller and Representative Walters. They have become wiser today. So with that, Representative Blake.
The doctor of the day is Christina Behringer from Cheyenne. Please welcome her to the house. We're now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 158.
House Bill 158 from Representative Blackburn, an act relating to child custody and visitation.
House Bill 158 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 186.
House Bill 186 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to human trafficking.
House Bill 186 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 187.
House Bill 187 from Representative Crone, an act relating to controlled substances.
House Bill 187 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 195.
House Bill 195 from Representative Escobel, an act relating to sexual assaults.
House Bill 195 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 209.
House Bill 209 from Representative Miller, an act relating to public lands.
House Bill 209 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 14.
Senate File 14 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substance Act.
Senate File 14 is assigned to Judiciary Committee No. 1. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 196.
House Bill 196 from Representative Clem, an act relating to high school graduation.
House Bill 196 is assigned to Education Committee No. 4. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 171.
House Bill 171 from Representative Laux, an act relating to the Professional Architectural Engineering and Land Surveying Services Procurement Act.
House Bill 171 is assigned to Corporations Committee No. 7. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 188.
House Bill 188 from Representative Crone, an act relating to Occupational Therapy Practice Act.
House Bill 188 is assigned to Corporations Committee No. 7. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 201.
House Bill 201 from Representative Larson, an act relating to public funds.
House Bill 201 is assigned to Corporations Committee No. 7. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 182.
House Bill 182 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to the Personal Opportunity with Employment Responsibilities Program.
House Bill 182 is assigned to Minerals Committee No. 9. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 193.
House Bill 193 from Representative Nicholas, an act relating to veterans.
House Bill 193 is assigned to Minerals Committee No. 9. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 205.
House Bill 205 from Management Council, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
House Bill 205 is assigned to Rules Committee No. 12. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd. I'd like to introduce the best county clerk in Wyoming from Sublette County, Mary Langford.
Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee No. 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 122, Workers' Compensation, Permanent Disability, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasperic, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee No. 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 138, Workers' Compensation for Special Education Teachers, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasperic, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 139, Unemployment Compensation Protest - Time Limit, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparic, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 86, Board of Cooperative Educational Services Meetings, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagy, Northrop, Patton, Paxton, Pieperinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Patton, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred House Bill 159, Education-Writing Assessment, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagy, Northrop, Patton, Paxton, Pieperinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Patton, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Joint Resolution 3, Free-Roaming Wild Horses, respectfully reports saying back with the House that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Yeagy, Larson, Lindholm, and McKinn, signed by Representative Eklund, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Joint Resolution 6, Wyoming Local Food Production, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Yeagy, Larson, Lindholm, and McKim, signed by Representative Eklund, Vice Chairman.
Three referrals, Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to re-refer House Bill 122 to your Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, so referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. We're now at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 27. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kasparic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Minerals Committee would like to re-refer House Bill 200, Tax Liability, to your Committee Number 3, Revenue.
Without objection, House Bill, was it 200?
House Bill 200,
without objection, House Bill 200 is re-referred to Revenue. Now, we're at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 10. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 10 from the Education Committee, an act relating to post-secondary education.
House Bill 10, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 27 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to environmental quality.
House Bill 27, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 53 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to economic development.
There is an amendment. Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 53 and ask for your favorable consideration. This amendment looks rather technical, but it's really not. All it's doing is it's taking the findings that are listed on the first couple pages of the bill and moving them to a section later in the bill. What that will do is it will make it so that those findings will not be printed in our statute books, but they will still be included in our session laws. And I think that's important. First off, it addresses the concern that was brought up yesterday about us having findings within our statutes, and that's a very true statement. We typically do not print those. But I think preserving those somehow is very important, and so having them saved in our session laws will be good. 4 years from now, the state will have a new chief executive officer. 8 or 10 years from now, hopefully this program is still going. And just to have some institutional knowledge as to why the legislature set it up this way, I think would be good. And so as I'm not going to walk you through the amendment, as that's just a general description of what it does. It keeps those in place, just moves them to a different section, and does not, then they won't be printed in the statutes, as I said. With that, I'd stand for any questions.
Discussion on the amendment. Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 53. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second amendment reading number amendment number 1 to House Bill 53 has passed the House. House Bill 53 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 45.
House Bill 45 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to the insurance code.
House Bill 45 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 54. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 54 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to environmental quality.
House Bill 54 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93.
House Bill 93 from Representative Denz Wanitzer, an act relating to public utilities.
House Bill 93 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 120.
House Bill 120 from Representative Allen, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates.
House Bill 120 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 127.
House Bill 127 from Representative Lloyd Larson, an act relating to payment of wages.
House Bill 127 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 132.
House Bill 132 from Representative Throne, an act relating to children.
House Bill 132 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 151.
House Bill 151 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to governmental immunity.
House Bill 151 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 123.
House Bill 123 from Representative Throne, an act relating to juveniles.
There is an amendment. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, what this amendment does is it takes out Section E, and what it does is it removes that section because in there it defines what expungement is, and it requires the destruction or obliteration of the arrest records. You may recall yesterday we had some discussions on what happens when you expunge. And the practice in Wyoming is different really from court to court, but as a practical matter, normally those records are put, they're sealed and they're considered to be confidential, but they're not destroyed. And the reason they're not destroyed, well, there's lots of different reasons not to destroy them, but for example, if once this juvenile then gets into the mainstream system and he's caught doing other felonies, they want to be able to go back and look at the history of the youth to know if it's a chronic person, know more about that person in order to do sentencing for treatment and for those type of things. It doesn't make it available, to anybody, because when it's expunged, meaning that it's really only accessible to the courts and at the directives of the courts. So we don't want the records destroyed necessarily, but we do want them expunged. So there's kind of two different things, and so I would move second read amendment to House Bill 123, number 1.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in support of this amendment, the good representative does indeed clean up some language, and there will be another amendment coming, which we hope will be more pleasing to him. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 23. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 123 has passed. We are on second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 123. Representative Throne, Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the good representative from the Star Valley just said, we do have a second reading amendment, and at this time I'd like to move second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 123 and ask for your favorable consideration. This amendment essentially does two things. The first thing it does is provide notice to the juvenile, to the person, at the time of the disposition of their case, that their records will be expunged, and basically provides them notice of the process. So if a 15-year-old gets a minor in possession at the time of their court decision or their adjudication, they'll be informed that when they turn 18, their records will be expunged unless there's a protest. So that's basically lines 10 to 25 of amendment number 2. And then the new subsection F is to address the issue of the previous amendment and to clarify, and this comes is similar language that's found in other parts of the statute. As used in this section, expungement means that the proceedings in the case are deemed never to have occurred. Like they're gone. And when you sign a record when you're 30, you don't have to disclose it. And but again, it doesn't actually destroy the records. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Discussion on the amendment, Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and in favor of this amendment, this is a really good start to juvenile justice, corrections, modifications, and I hope it's part of a long process that we can take care of our antiquated laws as regards juveniles and trying to catch them up to what's happening currently as far as electronic files and data collection. And I urge your support.
Is there any more discussion on the amendment? Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 123. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 123 has passed the House. House Bill 123 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the consent list consisting of the following bills, 57, 61, 94, 96, 106, 109, 150, and 168. 134 will be on regular reading.
Does anyone wish to have any of those bills removed from the consent list? Seeing none, the reading clerk will read the bills.
House Bill 57 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to health insurance plans, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 61 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to banks, banking and finance, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 94 from Representative Jennings, an act relating to parents, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 96 from Speaker Brown, an act relating to alcohol and catering permits, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 106 from Representative Dave Swanser, an act relating to towing companies, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 109 from Representative Pelkey, an act relating to Wyoming Controlled Substance Act, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 150 from Representative Crone, an act relating to peace officers, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 168 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to water and sewer districts, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton. Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, excused, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 57, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 61, are there any changes? Are there any Steinmetz? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 94, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dan?
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, excused to aye. Are there any other changes? House Bill 94, are there any changes? Representative Byrd, aye to no. Are there any other changes on House Bill 94? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 96, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dan, excused to aye. Are there any other changes? Representative Edwards, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 106, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dan, excused, 2 aye. Steinmetz, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Kasparic, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Pennell, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 16 no. As to House Bill 109, are there any changes? Swana Serdan, excused to aye. Kennedy, aye to no. Moniz, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Crone, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. Harvey, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Patton, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 17 no. As to House Bill 150, are there any changes? Swana Serdan?
Aye.
Excused to aye. Lindholm, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Connolly, aye to no. Throne, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Blake, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no. As to House Bill 168, are there any changes? Monitor Dan.
Aye.
Excuse to aye. Lindholm, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Baldwin, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Lauchs, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Harvey, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Patton, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Pepperinen, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 24 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 57, 61, 94, 96, 106, 109, 150, and 168 have passed the House. We're now on that order of business of third reading regular. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 62. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 62 from Representative Stubson, an act relating to property tax exemptions, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 62, and I'll explain the reason for it.
Please proceed, Chairman Madden.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, of the House, we've kind of gone back and forth on this. We had exclusive in the original bill, and then we put a term in called primarily in Committee of the Whole. That was on line
of the amendment, the word primarily appeared on line 16. And then in second reading, we had an amendment that would change primarily to exclusive. And we kind of went back and forth on it and you know, what exclusive meant and what primarily meant. And I guess I was a little bit remiss because I had not looked up the rules of what exclusive means. In the rules, we have of the agency that administers these exemptions, they do have a way of interpreting what exclusively is. And the odd thing that we didn't realize yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, is that exclusively in the rules doesn't mean exclusively. Okay? And I'm going to read this to you, and I'm going to ask you, you will see that amendment number 3 that I brought today is identical to amendment 2, but hopefully with the explanation you can see our point on this, because, you know, in Title 39 that the Revenue Department or Revenue Committee has responsibility for, the hardest thing for us to keep in control is exemptions. In fact, if you look in Title 39, property tax exemptions is 4 pages long. And if we don't have the terminology right, things get out of control. But let me describe to you and quote to you what exclusive means in the rules of the department that deals with property taxes. I quote, "The word exclusively shall not be construed so narrowly and literally that it defeats the purpose of the exemption. Any use, however, other than one qualifying as a religious worship under the statute must be de minimis." And that's a fancy word for saying truly minor. All right? "Under the statute must be truly minor. As an example, the receipt of pay for temporary use of church property when needed for or desired for religious services is minor and will not affect the exemption." So I think if we had known that, and if I had brought these rules in, like maybe I should have yesterday, we would have probably went ahead and changed primarily to exclusively. And the reason I urge you to do this is that we have, as I've just demonstrated, we have a definition of what's meant by exclusive to really take into account a property used for religious, I would call it primarily for religious, but once in a while, you know, somebody might want to rent it for a piano recital or, you know, whatever happens to be, or 4-H, whatever it is. So I don't think it just, you know, with this definition of exclusive being the one in practice, we want to put a new word like primarily in and then put the onus on the department to figure out what we mean by primarily. And it all turns out that what we mean by primarily is exactly what they mean by exclusive, with this de minimis being part of their rule. So I urge you to accept this amendment so we don't get out of control on these exemptions in this chapter.
Representative Eklund.
I have a question for the bringer of the amendment. The bill was brought for a specific case, and I'm wondering if they misinterpreted the rules that you just presented, or what went on, and how you correct that problem in the future if it is a misinterpretation. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, the good speaker yesterday got up and spoke to this bill and described it as is, as perfect. And so I submit to this body, why do we want to mess with perfection? But over and above that, the concerns about an out-of-control exemption really are taken care of by the second clause of the bill as it now reads, which is you can't do these for profit. You can't do it for any profit whatsoever. One And so you have a bill right now that says that no matter if you do have a few weeks of other youth group camps or something like that, you can't do it for profit. And that's in the bill as it is written. My other concern about relying so heavily upon the rules and regulations is that this body does not write the rules and regulations. And in fact, those rules and regulations can be changed without this body voting on them. And so if we want our intent to be made known, our place to make our intent known is through the language of statute, which is what we have done in the bill as written. In talking with some of the camps that have not been able to get their exemption before this, their operations are such that actually the staff members don't even take salaries out of the income out of the camp. What they do is they go out and they raise support. They go out to their friends and their families and they say, you know, will you give me money to help me support myself so that I can do this ministry? And so they go, they operate these camps. The money they make go right back into the camp. They're not profit. And so it seems to me that those are exactly the kinds of entities that we want to support as a matter of public policy by giving them the tax exemption that's contemplated by this bill. I would submit that the bill as written does that, and I would ask you to defeat the amendment and support the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the questions was, after I got done talking the first time, was, you know, how does this deal with a specific case? And there's a couple of things I could say about that. This is just a very good example of what happens when a bill gets this far on behalf of one specific case in the state of Wyoming. That is really the hang-up in the whole thing. And I can tell you that no matter which way it goes, you know, in my opinion, and I think probably in the opinion of most people who would deal with this, there's no question that this specific case we've been talking about, they're not eligible for an exemption anyway. All I'm saying is simply this. I agree with the sponsor of this bill that it doesn't make a lot of difference whether we put exclusively in there or primarily, except for the fact that we know what we're talking about when we use the word exclusively, and it's in the rules already. Now, he mentions that we can go send the department back and say, you go figure out what we mean by peculiar, and they're going to come back and they'll say probably the same thing. All I'm saying is we've got the outlet for this exclusive not really being exclusive, and it will not mess up, you know, the rules and what we've done. You know, we could certainly change the rules and then just say, or we could ask them to change the rules and let them try to guess what we're meaning primarily. You know, we could do that, and it takes a year or 14 months to get that worked out. But we've already got a way of interpreting it, and it's interpreted in such a way that nobody is harmed by it, and it doesn't mess up the rest of that paragraph in Title 39. So I urge you to approve this amendment and then vote for the bill. Otherwise, I don't. Okay, that's all.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 62. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The chair is in doubt. All in favor, please rise. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 62 has passed the House. House Bill 62, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Eklund, aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lauchs,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
Moniz,
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 62, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 62 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 81. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 81 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to the Wyoming Lottery. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 81, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart, Lauchs,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Are there any other? Allen, aye to no. Pennell, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 25 no.
House Bill 81, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 81 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 99.
House Bill 99 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to general statutory provisions, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, if you can pull out the amendment, you should have it in front of you. It's really quite simple. I would move third reading amendment to House Bill number 99, First Amendment. And so what this does, if you have the bill in front of you on the status gender neutral terms, it says, an act relating to general statutory provisions providing that statutes, memorials, and resolutions, and then it changes it to say may. so providing the statutes, memorials, and resolutions may be written in the general neutral terms as specified. Then you go down to line 12 and 13. To line 13, again, it says that any statute or memorial resolution adopted after July 1, 2015 may be written in general terms if requested by the primary sponsor of the legislation. Then it leaves in the amendment that was brought by the good representative from Teton County that says that you don't have to go back and change pre-existing statutes. If you bring in an amendment to one statute, you don't have to go change the whole statute, which I thought was a good idea. Folks, I just think this is a nice compromise on how to deal with this. If an individual wants to have a statute written in a gender-neutral term, then the bill can be crafted that way, and all you have to do is ask the LSO to do it when they bring it. I don't think it will change anything in terms of floor debate or how things are presented. It's just a way to address that issue that is important to some and less important to others. So I would move the amendment and ask for your support.
Discussion on the amendment. Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 99. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Chair is in doubt. All in favor, please stand. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 99 has passed the House. House Bill 99, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden, McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Allen, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 24 aye, 36 no.
House Bill 99. Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 99 has failed to pass the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 134. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 134 from Representative Miller, an act relating to seized property, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Cone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 134 and ask for your favorable consideration. As we've had discussion on this bill previously, this bill really narrows down what the commissioner can do under the statute with this seized property. And under the current version, every piece of seized property would have to be sold, period. And that, of course, would have to incorporate the process for doing that, whether the auction publication, all that sort of thing. So what this amendment does is it replaces that shall language to may and gives that executive the authority to have all of those same things that were previously in the statute. So what it does is puts back in the language that allows for the property to be retained, and in many cases that makes sense for the property to be retained. So, for example, if a truck or a car is seized, that property could be retained and could be used in for law enforcement purposes. Under the existing language, that would have to be sold and the proceeds going into the crime victim compensation surcharge. In addition, it would require, or it would allow the commissioner to destroy property that would be necessary, that would be appropriate to be destroyed, and require that also transfer the ownership to municipalities or to other political subdivisions. So if it's seized by the state, it could be transferred to a local law enforcement agency. So it gives the authority back. It makes more sense. Not all of this property should be sold. And I urge you to vote for the amendment and against the bill because, like I mentioned before in previous argument, things are working fine. We don't need to change the existing law. The system is working. Law enforcement is getting the seized property. They're using it effectively. And I just don't think this bill is needed. But this amendment does make the bill better. So with that, I would ask for your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Discussion on the amendment. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bad amendment from a good fellow. Basically, you know, if you want to vote no on the bill, vote no on the bill. That's what this amendment effectively does. It's kind of stealthy, too, is that it looks like if they seize some property, whether it's a gun or a vehicle or something like that, their chief law enforcement officer would still have the ability to simply donate it to another law enforcement agency, or it could still go to auction and those funds could possibly flow to the victim's compensation fund. But frankly, it looks like even any cash that's seized would also be at the discretion of law enforcement and will flow there only at the discretion of the chief law enforcement officer. So basically, it's no different than what they can do now. So again, I'm trying to make law enforcement come to some elected body to ask for an appropriation to do whatever they want to do. So if you like that idea, vote this amendment down and vote for the bill. If you like law enforcement having an extra source of revenue for those training trips to, who knows, Las Vegas, Hawaii, wherever they need to go, you know, vote your conscience.
Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would have liked to have gone to Las Vegas on one of those trips if they'd have paid for it. But most of the, I'm against the bill, but for the amendment. You know, we had a discussion yesterday on this bill, and it talked about, you know, going through the process, go through the budget to ascertain the money. Well, there can be times where if you ask for those things, they may want to approve it, but they just don't have the money in the budget to do so. It's a good idea, but the budget is stretched thin, so they have to make cuts. With this bill, this takes away the funds that you could utilize to purchase equipment or to pay for training, which you know, a lot of training is paid for within this state that it's been utilized. One at the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy, a lot of money's been funded to there. Money's been funded to different departments around the state. So it would take away that. And then, as I said, budgets are getting thinner and thinner now. There's a good oversight on this. It's you just don't take the money and spend it. You go through a process through the court system. You go through the process with the Attorney General's office. There's a split there with those folks. So it's a good bill. to remove. The amendment's good. But another thing, I wanted to, which still does concern me, is that the Victim Compensation Fund is sound. It's in good shape, and they didn't ask for this money to be transferred to them. And there's been conversation that there was quite a few people put in for it but didn't get to receive any of that funding. But there's strict guidelines in that funding process that they may not qualify. So, again, I'll make it short. I'm again the bill, but for the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this amendment, just as our huge speeding fines, well, I'll speak for myself, go to the school fund to remove any incentive for misbehavior or shenanigans on behalf of our wonderful our HPs. This serves the same thing. It goes to a very good cause, which is going to be running short of federal funds in the foreseeable future. Budgets are getting tight, I agree. Let the localities, let the departments of the state make the budget priorities that will fund or not the niceties, the add-ons to the academy. But keep this bill intact. I urge your no vote on the amendment, and I vote on the bill.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be brief again. I went on a ride-along, and the reason I went for a ride-along is I got a letter that talked about training, it talked about hours, it talked about being able to be backed up if law enforcement was in a situation to where that they were confronting somebody on the road. The other thing that that came up on that letter is training. So I went on this ride along, and I had my list of questions based out of that letter to ask casually and to see if it was reinforced or not. I was surprised at how little training. I expected a whole lot more training or refresher courses and that kind of activity. I don't know if that bill affects this particular agency, but the point that I want to make is we're changing law enforcement's budget. And if it is tight, I, for the last 2 years, have received letters that said in order to maintain an effective law enforcement, we need to invest more money in it. Let's put it very clearly. This is a budget cut to our police officers.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me just say we have great law enforcement in Wyoming. I don't hear of these issues at all with our law enforcement. However, there are all kinds of cases in other states where this perverse incentive for seizing things is carried to the extreme. Again, I don't know of this issue in Wyoming, but this bill eliminates that perverse incentive for our law enforcement, that so they may not even consider this at some point in the future. Also, I shouldn't have mentioned those particular places in my previous thing, but we had dinner with some of our elected officials last night, and several of them were talking about their upcoming training trip to Hawaii. Now, I think that was an appropriated thing and isn't from funds like this, but those things do occur. So, if law enforcement needs money, come ask us. Ask your city council. Ask your county commissioners. We want good, strong law enforcement in Wyoming. So against the amendment,
for the bill. Anyone else for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the chairman of the good number one committee hit it right on the head. There is no problem in Wyoming. There's no abuse of the existing statute in Wyoming. We don't see it here. In fact, it's working quite well, and it's providing law enforcement with some additional resources that are a direct result of interdiction in crime, particularly in drug crimes. So I agree wholeheartedly with the chairman. We don't have a problem here. So as a result of not having a problem, we don't need to change the existing statute. So I would urge the body to support the amendment and defeat the bill. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 134. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Chair's in doubt. All those in favor, please stand. All those opposed, please stand. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 134 has passed the House. House Bill 134, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake. Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquibel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings. Jennings?
No.
Kasparik?
No.
Kirkbride?
No.
Croker?
No.
Crone?
No.
Larson Lloyd?
No.
Larson Dan?
No.
Lindholm?
No.
Lockhart?
No.
Lauchs?
No.
Madden?
No.
McKim?
No.
Miller?
No.
Moniz?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
No.
Patton?
No.
Paxton?
No.
Pelkey? Petrov, Pieperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 10 aye, 50 no.
House Bill 134, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 134 has failed to pass the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 141. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 141 from Representative Madden, an act relating to alcoholic beverages, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 141, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn. Blake. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. 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 Edmonds. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Gagey. Jennings. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Lauks. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Pipirinen. Pinnell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 11 no.
House Bill 141, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 141 has passed the House.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Blackburn.
Through our west balcony here, I'd like to introduce the sixth grade class at Gilcrest Elementary School. Rod Frederick is a teacher of the first most west school in Laramie County.
Welcome to the House. We're now at that order of business of bills on general file. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're going to have a change in the list, so I would just like to give you the Committee of the Whole list first, please, and then I'll move it. So your general file list will be 90, 166, 72, 105, 144, 83, 114, 87, 113, 153, House Joint Resolution 8, and House Bill 128. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Representative Schwartz.
The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to introduce in the West Gallery a constituent of mine who also happens to be the Clerk of District Court for Sweetwater County, Donna Lee Bobak. Please welcome her.
Welcome to the House, Representative Croker. Oh. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill number 90. Whoa. Excuse me. Representative Miller. Representative Miller. No. Go ahead. I was getting to that. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 90. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 90 from Representative Croker, an act relating to education, providing for voluntary student expression of religious expression in public schools, specifying requirements for school districts, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 90, Student Religious Liberties, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Escobel, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pelkey, Pinnell, Winters, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 90 do pass. Representative Croker will explain the bill.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I bring you House Bill 90, Student Religious Liberties. And this is a bill that feels like it should be unnecessary, but unfortunately it is. And that's because we've seen in some other states some really horrible violations of student religious liberties. And in our own state, we've started to see a few school districts that are really clamping down and really restricting what should be basic rights for the students. So I will go through the bill to give an overview of what it does. Starting on page 2, student expression, the first aspect of this bill basically guarantees that a school can't discriminate against students or parents on the basis of religious viewpoint for religious expression based on things like their stances, their dress code, things like that. One term that might come up as a question, because we were asked about it in some emails before this came up, was the term otherwise permissible subject. And the question was asked, well, what's not a permissible subject in our schools? What are we not allowed to talk about? In the context, what that means is as long as it is appropriate to either the class or the dress code. As an example, in this first part, one of the things that would be covered is that a student would have a right to have to wear jewelry that was, you know, that expressed their religion. But if the school district had a policy, say, that no medallion bigger than an inch may be worn for any circumstances, well, a student would not be able to wear a medallion that was religious that was larger than an inch, because the one-inch standard applies to everybody across the board. But as long as it fit all the other standards that the school had for jewelry, they could not prohibit a student from wearing a jewelry that expressed their religion, as an example there. Next section, religious expression and class assignments. Again, an example here would be if a student was given the assignment that they had to write a paper about their hero. Well, if their hero was a religious figure, the school could not tell them you're not allowed to write about that person because it's a religious figure. Well, because it was their hero, it fit the parameters of the assignments, then they would be, it's just guaranteeing they would be allowed to do that. And again, I think that same language is used somewhere in this paragraph with the otherwise permissible subject. Well, the obvious example would be like in a math class, for example. It wouldn't be appropriate to turn in an assignment about a religious figure in a math class because math is the assignment, not that. So, it also says that the assignment will be graded on its academic content and can't be favored or penalized because of religious content. The next section just guarantees that student groups of a religious nature are given the same access to school facilities as student groups that are not religious in nature. And then the next section of the bill, the way it's written is a little bit clunky, and so there is an amendment on it, so I would ask to be able to have the amendment moved if you could recognize the good representative from my home county who has an amendment.
Thank you, Representative Croker. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move committee of the whole amendment number 1 to House Bill 90 and ask for your favorable consideration. And this certainly isn't intended to do any violence to the bill or to undermine it at all. It's to hopefully clean up an area that, and this is found on page 5, and you look at 21-4-705. And I think the statute is written right now. What we're really trying to do is address those thin category of situations, which hopefully don't happen often, but certainly do happen, where children's ability to express their religious beliefs are hampered. But what this section does as written is I think it makes a big issue out of the other, 98% of the times. And so that's what the amendment is meant to address. And let's talk about it as written real quick. And you'll notice that under subsection A, right down towards the bottom, it talks about that this applies, it shall include, and this is a policy that's required to be developed by all districts, the establishment of a limited public forum for student speakers at all school events in which a student is to publicly speak. And you can imagine that application, for example, you could have a pep rally. And, kids out there talking and getting people fired up for homecoming. Well, this would require the establishment of a whole another limited public forum for students. And it would do that at every single event. Even in addition to that, on page, if you look on page 6 under paragraph C, it requires a disclaimer to be put in handouts for all events in which a student speaks, it basically saying that the school district isn't responsible for the speech and is a non-sponsor of the student's speech. So essentially, you could have a play. You go to your fifth grader's play, and under this bill, they'd be required to put a disclaimer under the play bill. So you can see where the bill is written. Kind of, it creates a huge obligation for our school districts and does so in a way that I don't think really accomplishes the objects of the bill. So the way I chose to address it was really to pare it down, and you'll see that under paragraph A, as it now reads, when a student or a parent comes to the district, and the policy now has to require that when a student or parent comes to the district and asks for a limited public forum, that the district have a policy for providing that forum. So we don't have to worry about the 98% of circumstances where this isn't going to be an issue. But if it is an issue, if a parent and a student really wants to avail themselves of a limited public forum, a school has to have a policy to do so. It also eliminates that paragraph C. It eliminates the subparagraphs, all except for I, and it just simply says now upon request they have to provide the forum. The rest of the qualifications are eliminated. The requirement for a disclaimer is eliminated, but D and E are left in the bill. And so I think this tries to get at the concern of that particular statute, but hopefully does so in a way that's not burdensome to our school districts, but certainly honors children's religious beliefs and their ability to speak about them. So I'd take questions on the amendment, but ask for your aye vote.
Representative Croker.
I would like to thank the bringer of this amendment because it really does fix up some language that I didn't think was crafted in the best way, and I think it's a very good fix that keeps with the standard of the bill but removes a lot of unnecessary hassle. So if there's no questions, I would call for the question on the amendment.
There is a question. Carries to the bill on the bill. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And then the final aspect of the bill just clarifies that the school district obviously can't require anybody to participate in any activity that's religious in nature, that they can't violate the constitutional rights of any person, and that they still have the right to maintain order, protect safety, and adopt appropriate policies. Like I said, this is a bill that it seems like common sense would say isn't necessary, but unfortunately we've seen cases where it is becoming necessary just to put into statute that we need to clarify that students do have their religious liberties and they don't give up that right just because they're in a school. And that's the basic overview of the bill. I would ask for your favorable consideration, and I'll stand for any questions.
Representative Lindholm. Representative Chairman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I approach this bill with caution and trying to study and read it. I have no objection with anybody questioning my religion, what I might have studied, but how I studied it and where I studied it. We've had so many cases of the court that has interjected itself, perhaps overreached in some instances, in our opinion. But nonetheless, the court has been very active in trying to sort through the very thing that this bill is addressing. So I just come forward with it on the basis of caution, and in perhaps an amendment might assist in some of it. On page 4, line 7, it starts off with the word doing, and the sentence then says students may organize prayer groups, religious clubs, or other religious gatherings before, during, and after school to the same extent, so forth. The during school, this gives them the opportunity to interrupt the school day, and I don't know if that's really what you want to do. If you struck the word during, it might make it more palatable. But as I approach the bill with caution, I submit the possibility of amendment to make it palatable.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to defend the use of the word during in there because it clarifies to the same extent that students are permitted to organize other non-curricular student activities and groups. An example of this would be if a student wanted to organize a prayer meeting during lunch. Well, the students are on their lunch hour. They should have the freedom to by choice get together and engage in a prayer meeting. That's the purpose of the word during, and it would only be if other groups were allowed to meet in under similar circumstances.
Is there any further Minority Leader Throne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple of questions. In the presentation of the bill, the good sponsor said, it doesn't seem like we should need this, but there are specific instances, and so I would ask for some examples of specific instances that make this bill necessary. Because as I read the Wyoming Constitution, we have very broad religious protection. And then sort of related to the first question, the sponsor just mentioned this would allow students to have prayer meetings over lunch, and I guess I'd like to know what prevents them from doing that now. Thank you.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand the purpose of this, and being a former teacher, I don't see a problem with the schools that I'm familiar with. So the question I have, is this a bill looking for a problem? When I was a teacher, I would have to put together a classroom behavior contract. This is after the school district issued a quarter of an inch thick of all rules and regulations. And my classroom behavior contract started out that I don't like rules, and so therefore I won't have any because there's already the rules. And I see nothing wrong with this bill, but the question that I have, is it needed?
Madam Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that there are a lot of instances across the state where there are religious activities happening during school hour, and that's when the school district allows for release time and students walk across the street to another building and have religious instruction during the school day. I think this is a good bill. I'm going to support it.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support the exercise of religious freedom, but I too would like to know the specific examples that caused this bill to be brought forth. Thank you.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I heard from a couple, at least two different students that have been told they're not allowed to bow their heads in silent prayer before they eat their lunch. I heard from several pastors that said they have had students in their congregation that have felt bullied over their religious beliefs by teachers in schools. And so there are some examples there, and if you look at other states, it's gotten really bad. As far as the question about why wouldn't they be allowed to meet for prayer during lunch, I haven't heard of any specific examples of that being denied in Wyoming, but I have in other states where students were told that they were not allowed to organize prayer groups on campus and things. So, like I said, I would like to think it's unnecessary, but unfortunately, we're starting to see this creep in. So I think it's important just to put clarifying language in students or to protecting students in statute. And if there are no further questions, I would call for the question.
Representative Eklund.
One of the questions been asked about problems, and there has been inference that the teachers have prevented religious liberties, and I guess I'm going to defend them a little bit because I think at this bill will help clarify what they can and can't do. I think they were probably, by inhibiting religious freedom, they were probably interfering with the students' freedom for religion, and that's part of why the bill is a good bill. It will clear some things up for teachers that are questioning what's going on in other parts of the country. My own family and my own region, we don't have a lot of trouble with this. The teachers have been very respectful of the children's religious liberties, but I do think that times are changing, and these teachers don't have clear boundaries on what they can do concerning students' religious freedoms.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On in favor of this proposed legislation. I go to the schools when I have an opportunity to and visit with them, and I've heard these kinds of problems from the students who can't do what they want to do for their religion. So there is an example, and I'll get with the good representative to ask that question, give him a specific. But I think this is good guidance. I think it's a good bill. I'd urge your support.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Miller's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 90 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 90 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Granted.
Members of the 63rd Legislature, I have the distinct honor to introduce to you the Clerk of District Courts Association and, from my hometown, Tina Wood, and they're right up here behind you.
Welcome to the House, Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Privilege of the floor granted.
I want to also welcome from my county, Campbell County, the Clerk of District Court, Cheryl Chitwood, and her Deputy Pam Merchant.
Welcome to the House. Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, please welcome one of my greatest constituents, two of them, Park County Commissioner Bucky Hall and his wife, Donnie. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 166. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 166 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention, updating references, clarifying duties of the state fire marshal and cities, and revising experience requirements for limited technician and low voltage technician licenses, extending local inspection bodies authority over appeals, as specified, providing for rulemaking, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee, number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 166, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Amendments, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move in the Committee of the Whole Rise Report to do so with a recommendation that House Bill 166 do pass. And I would move the Standing Committee Amendment this time. I'll explain it as we move through the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, this was brought at the request of the State Fire Marshal's Office as a housekeeping bill. They ran into a situation here in December with one of the county attorneys telling them they didn't have authority that even, well, that every county attorney thought they had. So the crux of the bill is on page 6, lines 15 and 16, And basically, we're just altering that sentence to say that local appeals boards, which in some cases are members of a municipality or a county or a county commission itself, in this case in southwest Wyoming, this is a county commissioner board, it gives them the ability to interpret and grant variances from adopted codes or standards. Now, we had a bill in 2009 in this body that gave broad authority. We went through and gave local home rule to fire and safety prevention, electrical boards, and building codes. And so since that time, we were all operating under the understanding that the local boards have this power. The deputy county attorney said, well, technically in statute, you do not. And so the main part of this bill is to add the language to interpret and grant variances. This is a local control issue. The commissioners want this. Then we went through the rest of the bill and just updated some of the standards. Primarily, we had one on disabilities and specifications from 1961. We had originally amended this up to the 2010 ADA Act. There was some concern among the international, a council of international people who deal with codes to come and work with the Fire Marshal's Office on some more appropriate language. They didn't think that the 2010 ADA went far enough in covering all the concerns. And so you'll see in the Standing Committee Amendment, we're going to use Chapter 11, Appendix E, of the most current and adopted edition of the International Building Code. We were going to go with the 2015 edition, but I don't want to come back to you every couple of years or this bill every time a code is updated. So you'll see the language in the Standing Committee Amendment there on lines 9 and 10 that were whatever the most current and adopted edition of the International Building Code is what we're going to go with. And so you'll see just throughout the bill some cleanups in statute, taking up specifications from the 1961 Act to the 2010 Act. And then we're also, in 2009, when we did a committee bill on this, we talked about low-voltage licensing and limited technicians. At that point, we let the board set their own rules and standards on the number of hours required. And so this just changes the statute to say, as long as the minimum experience requirements as prescribed by the rules and regs the board comes up with, you can get a license. That's the main components of the bill. You'll see there is a repealer in Section 2, 16605.01A1 through 5. In the 2009 committee bill, we actually added all of these in a separate portion of the statute, and so we just have repeating statutes, and they said, housekeeping-wise, we can repeal these and take these out. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, has that been moved?
My apologies, Mr. Chair. It wasn't a standing committee amendment. It is a Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1. And I would move so at Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 to House Bill 166.
Mr. Chairman.
Proceed, Mr. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, where it talks about page 2, lines 13 through 17, insert the language, most current adopted edition of the International Building Code. This has come up a couple times before, and I believe there's a ruling that says statute has to specify a specific code rather than the most current, because we adopt these. In effect, if we say the most current, when that code changes, we, in effect, have already adopted a code that we don't know what's in it. So I would ask you to resist this amendment, and maybe the bringer could revise that and bring it back as a second or third reading.
Excuse me. I'm going to interject for a moment because I believe that is a committee of the whole amendment, and I believe there was a standing committee amendment.
Mr. Chairman, there is no standing committee amendment. I misspoke. This is a committee of the whole amendment, number 1. So there is no standing committee amendment to move.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes. While I have the microphone then, Mr. Chairman, and this was a concern and new language into the bill, a county in the northeast part of the state.
Excuse me, Chairman.
We have a standing committee amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for agreeing with me. It makes me feel a little better up here. Proceed, Chairman Zwanitzer.
I suppose logistically, Mr. Chairman, I need to move the standing committee amendment first at this time. And
yes, that would be my preference.
And what this does is change the word department to board. This was a catch by the Fire Marshal's Office. That the statute was unclear if it went to the department, but it actually goes to the Fire and Electrical Safety Board. So there's no questions on that. I'd call for the question on the standing committee amendment.
You've heard the motion on the standing committee amendment. The question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The standing committee amendment number 1 has been adopted. We are back on the amendment of the committee of the whole.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman. So on the committee of the whole, this was brought by a county in the northeast part of the state. One of their members is on this international council. And as many of you know, we have a state board and we have a multitude of local jurisdictions. And each local jurisdiction subscribes to whatever code at their level at their discretion. And so depending where you are in Wyoming, there are certain codes you operate under and certain codes you don't. And so they thought this was the best language to say the most current and adopted edition of whichever international building code. And so maybe the wording and can be refined. I guess I would ask at this point for you to approve the committee of the whole amendment, and I will go back and check with the powers that be, and if I need to tighten that language, we can certainly do so. But there is a concern, and hopefully I expressed it, that there are multitudes of jurisdictions operating on their most adopted edition of what these codes are.
Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move to divide the amendment. My division would be from line 7 to line 13 is division 1. All remainder of the amendment is division 2.
Is
The chair rules that that is divisible if there is no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So on Division 1, I would ask the body to vote no on this division. What we've done here is adopted the most current edition of the International Building Code, which we don't know what that is or says, because the most current edition, these codes are revised routinely. I've used the International Building Code in other work, and it's a great code, but it is revised routinely. So by saying the most current edition, we put people in the position of having to abide by a code that we do not even today know what it says, because if a new one comes out next year, this requires they abide by it. I believe there's been some rulings or opinions given by the people directly below us that we cannot put these in statutes like this. In effect, if you look earlier in the bill itself, it defines a specific code to meet. This one is in specific, and we need to designate it by date. I personally don't like doing that, but that's what we've been given as a legal opinion in these matters. So I would ask the body to vote no on Division 1.
Is there any further discussion on Division 1? For clarification, Division 1 would be lines 7 through 13 of Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1. The question has been, Speaker Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with that, and I would just remind the body, we got ourselves in the same bind on the trespass law when we started talking about Restatement 3. And on the third restatement, we couldn't decide whether we wanted to be in or whether we did we want to be under the second restatement of the law on trespass or under the third restatement of the law on trespass. And I don't know that we've ever completely resolved that question. But if we were to say that we were adopting the trespass law of the current restatement of the law, whatever it may be, when the third restatement come out, it would have shoehorned us right into that. And so for that reason, I think this is a legitimate concern. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any further discussion on Division 1 of Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1? Hearing none. All those in favor indicate by aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Division 1 fails. Moving on to Division 2. Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing else to say on Division 2 other than to ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on Division 2? Hearing none, all those in favor of Division 2 of Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1 indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Division 2 is approved. Moving back to the bill. The question has been called. All those in favor of Chairman Zwanisser's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that House Bill Number 166 do pass, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Majority Leader Berger.
Thank you, Chairman Schwartz. I move that the Committee of the Whole begs leave to rise and sit again at 1:30. 1:30, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Then we are in recess until, Chairman Zwanitzer, there are many people who want to speak. Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
The time for committee announcements, Mr. Chairman.
Ah, I was not forewarned of that. Yes, let's have committee announcements.
Well, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, is going to meet upon noon recess in about 5 minutes to hear the following three bills: House Bill 126, House Bill 68, and House Bill 199.
Thank you. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet in about 8.5 minutes in room H8 to consider the following bills: House Bill 142, 121, and 137. We'll further meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to consider bills 180, House Bill 184, and House Bill 209. And at noon on Friday, we'll consider bills 167 and House Joint Resolution 09.
Thank you. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Revenue Committee number 3 will meet tomorrow, Friday, January 30, 8 o'clock a.m. in room H11. We'll have two bills, House Bill 117 and House Bill 112, and House Bill 173, tobacco tax revisions, will be moved till Monday. So, and then we also have this mineral taxation seminar that's going to be held in about, I suppose, 10 minutes or so.
Thank you, Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet upon noon recess, room 204, to consider re-referred bills, House Bill 71, Nursing Education Programs, House Bill 88, Health Care Provider Recruitment Programs, and will meet upon adjournment to re-referred bill on re-referred bills, House Bill 77, State Employees Veteran Service Credit, and House Bill 143, Motor Vehicle Registration Fees, and any other re-referred bills. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Chairman Zwanitzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today in H-17 to hear House Bill 181, Speeding Penalties and 80 mile per hour zone. House Bill 170, 80 mile per hour variable speed limit. House Bill 172, disability placard designation. And House Bill 178, Wyoming Native specialty license plate.
Thank you. Madam Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting tomorrow morning, Friday, January 30th, at 7:30 a.m. in room H10 to hear the following bills. House Bill 136, Interstate Game Tag Exemption Meat Processors. House Bill 157, Pioneer Hunting and Fishing License. House Bill 135, Lifetime Archery Licenses. House Bill 154, Complementary Hunting Licenses, Persons with Disabilities. And House Bill 155, Wheelchair-Bound Hunters, Donated Licenses.
Thank you. Madam Chairman Harvey. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Kasperinik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning, January 30th at 8 a.m. in H-18 to hear the following bills. House Joint 7, Bear Lodge Project, House Bill 194, Geothermal Resources Study, and House Bill 152, Industrial Siting Impacts Payments.
Thank you. Now, Madam Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet Friday, 10 minutes after noon recess, in room H-17 to hear the following bill, House Bill 107, Interstate Medical Licensure Compact, and we'll have an educational discussion from the Insurance Commissioner.
Thank you. And if there are no further announcements, we will be in recess until 1:30.